The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the Jewish crowds, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, when I was growing up in youth group in high school, we had a girl that was Russian Orthodox. Anybody Russian Orthodox here? Good. So you have no idea what I'm going to say is true or false. But I'm pretty sure she was Russian Orthodox because her name was Anastasia Romanenko. Can't get more Russian than that. But she was going to the Catholic Church because there aren't a whole lot of Russian Orthodox people in the state of Arizona. The priest would have to come down from Phoenix into Cochise County every couple months. But she had mentioned at one point that they do something different with communion. You know, after receiving the consecrated bread and wine, there's side tables. And after receiving, you go over and you take a piece of unconsecrated bread and a sip of unconsecrated wine. Sounded different to me. Asked her why. She said, I don't know. It's just what we do. Now, years later in the seminary, we had a Byzantine seminarian. And Tom became our expert for all things Eastern Church related, Eastern Catholics and Orthodox. He wasn't really an expert, but in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. So he was our go-to guy. And at one time, I asked him about this. Had you ever heard of it? He said, yeah, I've heard of this. You know, after communing with the Lord, you go and take the unconsecrated bread and wine. And the reason for that, the idea is that it's a symbolic way of saying that all life, sacred and secular, are one. I like that. I like that way of thinking because we do have a tendency to compartmentalize our lives and separate all the different things out and make sure they never connect with one another. Everything is sacred. Another way to say it, from a couple weeks ago, we were talking during Pentecost. All is grace. All is gift. God has created the world. He has touched the world. All is divine. We have a tendency to forget to respect the things of the world. We have a tendency to forget to respect all the people of the world. And perhaps also, we neglect to respect what it is that we do here, what it is that we consume here, the body and blood of our Lord, the very gift of God Himself given to us. We need to recapture a sense of the sacred for things religious as well, to be able to stand in the presence of God in awe. You know, often I hear when I interact with people, hasn't been happening the last 2 months because I haven't been interacting with anybody, but oftentimes, I'm talking about church. Well, I just don't get anything out of it. And you may be thinking the same thing right now as the homily goes on and on and on. As if that was the point. Perhaps the point is not what we get out of it, but what we bring to it. The thanksgiving that we're able to offer to God.